Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That's how Yoda would say it.
Now,
back
now,
we are.
Now. Back we are now. Now, now.
Commercial you must read. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's...
Off-Grid Angie.
Steve H. Classic.
And I am your host, the Captain H. Kicker.
I love it.
That was so difficult to do. My brain never wants to, like, it doesn't want to put the H in there for some reason.
We'll have to rehearse it at the bottom of the hour.
All right. Before we go on, this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. I wanted to talk about how I've used Dash over at bitrefill.com to buy some gift cards for, you know, holiday gift giving, if you will.
And pay your water bill.
That's a whole other story. But I've been able to buy some gift cards for some large online retailers.
With a discount.
And or restaurants, right? You want to send a nice gift to somebody? Buy them a gift certificate to something like a steakhouse if they're into that, you know, if they're not vegan or something, right? Or a restaurant that they like to go.
A steak is a really good gift these days.
Yeah.
I just saw one in the store. It's $54 for a steak.
I know.
Like, whoa.
I know.
That's a cook yourself.
Right.
Yeah. So Dash is easy to get, and it's easy to use. You can start by learning more at Dash.org. And big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That's Dash.org. All right.
Org.
So we've been talking about these methods to unconstipate yourself.
Affordable methods.
Our number two story, yes. 8 easy and affordable home remedies that could cure your constipation. We started with drinking sparkling water. We talked about having some coffee, which, you know, spawns...
Turned into sparkling coffee.
Some side things, butt chugging included. Add fiber to your diets. We've talked a little bit about that. Fiber increases the bulk and consistency of your bowel movements, making them easier to pass. Fiber also helps stool move quickly, which prevents them from drying out as they move through your intestines.
Wow.
Insoluble fibers in vegetables and whole grains add bulk, as Angie had mentioned, to stools and may help them pass more quickly and easily through the digestive system. Soluble fibers found in oat bran, barley, nuts, seeds, and beans absorb water and form a gel-like paste, which often softens the stool. Often softens.
Wow.
Often softens.
It often softens.
It often softens.
I see what's happening here.
How many?
Are there any fiber in those Christmas cookies?
Are you an often? What do you mean? Do you mean a little boy has lost his parents?
Often.
Or do you mean often as infrequently?
You go to the pawn shop or the pawn shop?
When you're at a potty and you have to use the potty, do you use the potty that's at the potty? Do you leave the potty to use the potty that's not at the potty so that you don't embarrass yourself by using the potty at the potty?
I lost my khakis.
I think they were around the corner.
No, my car keys. I can't get my car started.
Try Senna. I don't know what Senna is. They're going to tell us. Senna, do you know what Senna is?
I do.
What is it?
It's a natural, I think it's herb, like an herb, but it's like Seneca. It's like Dulcolax is what most people would recognize the name of. There's Senna tablets. I think Dulcolax.
This says,
don't quote me.
Senna, the fruit or leaf of the Senna plant, is an over-the-counter laxative that's used to treat constipation and clear the bowel before procedures such as colonoscopy.
It's a stimulant. So this one is like, this is coffee. I'm super duper constipated. It's not an ongoing issue. I really just need to get this thing moving.
And then, I don't know which number this is because they didn't number them. Brilliant author of the article. Eat probiotic foods.
Probiotic.
Does this insinuate there's amateur biotic foods?
Antibiotic?
Are you antibiotic? I'm probiotic. We're protesting. And all biotics.
And all biotics.
Probiotics are live beneficial bacteria such as bifidobacteria and lactobacillus.
Whew,
thank you, medical dictionary. That naturally occur in the gut. These organisms can help prevent chronic constipation. People with chronic constipation may have an imbalance of bacteria in their gut, so consuming more probiotic foods could help. All right.
Okay.
What are some examples of this? Yogurt, sauerkraut, kefir, and kimchi contain probiotic bacteria. So if you like any of those, out of those, I am most likely to eat only one of them. That would be yogurt.
Sparkling coffee yogurt.
Like, I'm not a fan of sauerkraut.
I thought you were going to say kimchi, like on your, like on a good sausage or something.
No. Even sauerkraut, like, you know, bratwurst and sauerkraut, you know, that's a traditional German meal. But like sauerkraut is literally spoiling cabbage.
That's what it means.
It's fermented cabbage.
Yeah.
So like, you know, to say it's spoiling might be a misnomer, but. Yeah, I mean, that's why it has the sour taste, right?
Right.
I get why people might like it to offset the flavors of something like a kielbasa or bratwurst or whatever.
I never eat that.
But, like, even if I have a like a Reuben sandwich, I make it a Rachel. I prefer to have coleslaw on it.
Oh, see, now I thought a Rachel is a Reuben made with roast beef instead of corned beef.
No, Rachel is a Reuben made with coleslaw instead of sauerkraut.
Where's my magic rectangle?
So they're both, like, basically a little tangy, but you're going for a vinegar-based tang as opposed to
Ironically,
truly fermented.
Ironically, they're both cabbage, too, right? The coleslaw is cabbage.
Yeah.
The sauerkraut is cabbage, right? They're just prepared differently.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's more because pretty much every condiment in the American, you know, kind of your average modern diet, is a vinegar-based condiment. And so I wonder if it's like the familiarity, not necessarily like addiction, but like the familiarity of that's what you're used to tasting.
No, it's just that I hate the taste of sauerkraut. like it kind of makes me gag a little bit. I'm like, this is like, it's just, So like, but I love corned beef. And, you know, they usually put it on, like, a toasted, you know, rye bread or something like that, right, depending on the restaurant. Sometimes it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Some places will add, like, onions to it and that kind of thing while they're, you know, cooking the corned beef, et cetera, and so on. So it really kind of depends. But
So the Rachel uses pastrami instead of corned beef and substitutes the coleslaw for the sauerkraut.
So I've been in restaurants where, like, they advertise the Reuben. And it says, you know, corned beef, blah, 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 sauerkraut, etc. Make it a Rachel instead by adding coleslaw instead of sauerkraut. Like, they'll just put that. And it's the same thing. It's the same price.
But they don't go with the pastrami. I think you'd probably have to be pretty specific because maybe from, you know, restaurant to restaurant, there's a different
definition. Maybe it changes,
It's like
I
a sub versus a, you know, a hoagie or a...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I love a Reuben without sauerkraut. Like, if they don't have coleslaw, I'll be like, fine, just don't put kraut on it. And then it's just
get a side of coleslaw.
Cheese sandwich, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
At any rate, moving right along, have some prunes as the next item. So this is one that I predicted would be on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Prunes are notorious for helping in this area. Same with prune juice.
Isn't a prune
it's a fiberball?
It's a plum raisin, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
A dried plum is a prune in the same way a dried grape is a raisin.
Okay.
Yes.
RB.
Prunes and all fruits have some fiber and can help with constipation, but prunes and plums have a little something extra. Prunes and plums contain sorbitol, a sugar alcohol that has a proven laxative effect. In fact, some studies have found that prunes may be more effective than fiber supplements such as psyllium. Use a laxative. I assume over-the-counter here, let's see. Over-the-counter laxatives fall into different categories such as stool softeners, bulking agents, or stimulant laxatives, but almost all will work. Doctors warn, however, that these are only intended for occasional use.
Uh-oh, yeah, I get hooked on them.
And maybe habit-forming.
Oh!
If used regularly.
Wow.
I've been meaning to ask, these cookies look like they have chocolate in them.
They are habit.
Very easily they're, be X-lax.
They're habit-forming. These cookies help you go.
And then, finally, number 8, exercise more. When all else fails, some people have found constipation relief when they get off their butts and move around.
Before you get out of your butt, get off your butt.
I'm impressed that they put that in, but I love that nowhere in this article is just, or maybe, I don't know, maybe it was in there and I've already forgotten.
What?
Did they tell you to just do what your grandma said and eat your veggies?
They do. I don't know if they mentioned
I think
veggies.
That was take a fiber,
like,
right?
Again, the average American diet, like if you picture a dinner plate, it's like the meat, and then like some potatoes or something, and then the side of veggie is
two
like the
of broccoli.
Tiniest.
Yeah.
It's the littlest part.
Yeah,
of
they don't plate. They don't come right out and say they do say you know add fiber to your diet, but they kind of only mention fibers and vegetables and they kind of lump it in with like whole grains and that kind of a thing. But yeah.
What about magnesium? Magnesium?
Yeah.
Fizzy magnesium? No, fizzy magnesium.
All right. Don't go advertising.
I'm not advertising.
Call now.
No. All right. Just magnesium in general.
Magnesium
there are types of magnesium. There are formulations of magnesium that will definitely help you go.
Magnesium PI.
Magnesium is great for a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Restless leg syndrome.
Isn't magnesium also flammable? Like, isn't that what you,
I think so.
Isn't that what you, like shave
steel,
off?
Yeah,
isn't that the thing that you shave off to start the fire?
Yeah. Flint rod.
Well, speaking of, having a crappy Christmas, that's my segue from the number 2 story into this next story. The following people, more than 1,200 of them, are going to brace for being laid off. Pizza Hut franchises are laying off more than 1,200 delivery drivers in California as restaurants brace for $20 an hour fast food wages.
$20 an hour?
Yeah.
Is that minimum wage?
In April, California fast food workers are set to get a nearly 30% pay bump to $20 an hour. Fast food chains such as Chipotle say they'll raise prices to offset the state's higher labor costs. Who could have ever predicted such a thing?
Wow.
When the state comes in and says, you have to pay your employees X, whatever it is, $200 an hour, $20 an hour. It doesn't matter.
Right.
If the state comes in and forces you to pay people a certain amount of wage and you can't afford to do so, the only way for you to get there as a business is to bump up your prices so that you can now afford to pay the employee.
Or fire people. Or go out of business, I guess.
Two Pizza Hut franchises are laying off more than 1,200 delivery drivers. They're eliminating in-house delivery services at hundreds of stores, resulting in the layoffs, according to federal employment notices reviewed by Business Insider. The layoffs, effective throughout February, affect Pizza Hut delivery drivers across California, including Sacramento, Palm Springs, and Los Angeles. The Pizza Hut franchises are reducing staff as fast food chains in the state brace for a new law that increases worker pay to $20 an hour. And it looks like that goes into effect in April. Pack Pizza LLC, operating as Pizza Hut, has made a business decision to eliminate first-party delivery services and, as a result, the elimination of all delivery driver positions. A federal WARN Act notice filed by the fast food operator with the state's employment department said. Somewhere in here it says what WARN stands for. and we skipped over it, maybe?
It's another government euphemism.
It is, something. Yeah. It's the something, something. It's basically the federal,
what's it before? Warn with an M?
W-A-R-N, as in warning.
Oh.
Yes. What it is it's a it's an acronym for a government law that says, before you lay a bunch of people off, you have to file a notice to the government of intent to lay people off so that we can do things like send out a press release to these guys so that eventually Free Talk Live can report on the story.
Yes. Thank you, Warren System.
I don't know that that's its purpose, but it stands for something.
I'll check the magic record.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. It's the next sentence.
Oh. Weird. The captain continues.
The Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act.
which is pretty much opposite of what it actually is, right? Usually a government program is opposite of what they call it.
Yes. So this is the worker, not adjustments, and no retraining notification.
Right, you're fired, yeah. Basically. You get the notification. That's all you get.
This is a picture of Trump going, you're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired. It requires employers to give notice of plant closures or mass layoffs. So that act requires employees to, give some notice.
Right.
Other PAC Pizza affiliates filing notices included Southern PAC Pizza LLC, Cal PAC Pizza LLC, and PAC Partners LLC. So all of the franchises, so it seems, in Southern California.
And they're all LLCs.
Yeah. A second Pizza Hut franchisee, Southern California Pizza Co., and its affiliates are also discontinuing its in-house delivery service and laying off an additional 841 drivers, according to a December 1st Warren Act notice. That's in addition to the 1,200, so we're up to close to 2,000. The company operates dozens of stores in Orange County, Los Angeles, Riverside, Ventura, and San Bernardino counties. A driver who spoke on condition of anonymity for fear of retaliation.
What are they going to do, fire him?
Here's a pie in your face. Told BI that he was offered $400 severance pay if he stuck around through his February 5th layoff date. So, yeah, they're struggling. They're like, we have to file this notice, warn people that we're going
to
lay them off.
To warn people.
But then we also need to retain them until the transition thing happens. How will we do that? Well, it's not like we can just buy them free pizza.
Pay them off.
We have to offer them some sort of carrot to, have them stick around. But we're also cheap asses, so $400, I think, will, that's what we'll say.
Did they say what they're transitioning to? Because I have to imagine this is like a DoorDash kind of issue, right?
They haven't said it specifically yet. I believe they go into it, or at least I know that we've read past the part where it says they're eliminating first-party delivery.
In-house.
So that's that in-house delivery, right? So
because everybody's DoorDash.
Because
it's all the other. It's the Uber of
deliveries.
The food delivery, and, right. That effect.
So those guys will they'll take their $400, buy a used Hyundai, and deliver.
You can't even buy a used Hyundai for $400, especially in California.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you're make old, a payment. They can make a
you
payment.
You and I are of the age where we remember the $500 winter beater.
Right.
Junker.
Right. Those $500 winter beaters now are $5,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, $400 will get you like an oil change or something in California.
It'll get you a cord of wood.
Not in California.
$500.
This guy who they spoke to has been a driver for 9 years. The money they're giving us as severance pay is a slap in the face, he said. It comes to $3 a month for the 9-plus years of service. Well, it's pizza delivery. Like,
You've been delivering pizzas for 9 years?
Exceptional skills aren't necessarily required, right? Can you read? Can you drive?
Right.
Can you operate a map device, a GPS?
Many years, don't we have the same? It's always like around the minimum wage in the it's always centered around the fast food industry.
Yep.
Because of folks who are attempting a career in, we're all kind of same generation. What I think of as the place that you work when you're in high school and college,
summer
and
job,
and then somebody replaces you when you graduate and move on to a different job, and somebody else that's in high school and college, and yet
Well, at least for me, my experience was this. The jobs that I had when I were the age of, you know, the college, or the people who, like, got their GED and wanted to go to trade school or whatever, right? You know, while they're going to school, they need something to, you know, pay the bills or put, you know, some cash in their pocket, that kind of thing. So they do fast food jobs or pizza delivery or whatever. And these are good fallback options, too, right? If, once you've delivered pizza, that's something you can always fall back on. So if your corporate job, after you graduate, get your degree and get some kind of a real job, whatever, if that ever falls through, like, well, I guess I'll deliver pizza.
You're not going to forget how to deliver pizza.
But my experience was that, yes, there would be a bunch of that, but then there would be this whole middle section of people not there, but then you'd also get, like, retirees who are working the fast food.
They want something to do.
Or they can't make more than X, otherwise it'll affect their benefits or their medical, their social security, their retire, whatever it is, right? You know what I mean? So they need to make some extra money, and actually a tipped job is one where, yes, you're supposed to report all of the cash that you make, but most people don't. And so you can actually make, you know, cash sort of under the table, you know, reporting a minimum of that. And, you know, then you get your whatever. I don't even know how much they pay.
I wonder if they pay
per
mileage.
Hour now, but it used to be like $2 an hour for like a wait person when I was of that age. And then you would just make tips on top of that. You'd get a check every week for like $90.
But you got the cash in your pocket.
And I would hope if you're the person who, for whatever, you know, whatever your life circumstances are, you are working in a we'll just say fast food establishment, you know, longer term, that you would like work your way up to like a management, assistant management, or something that is going to pay you just a little bit more. I'm just struggling to understand why this constantly cycles.
Well, it's, the minimum wage is set by the politicians. And it's, and union labor is based on the minimum wage. Now, unions donate a lot of money to Democrats. So the Democrats push this, oh, it's for the little guy, when it's basically to get union contracts more money so that they can get more money kicked back to them by union bosses. That's basically what minimum wage is. And minimum wage should be zero.
I've heard it called minimum rage. And this is the amount of money to keep the unskilled workers from revolting against the current tyrants.
Okay.
The state,
minimum,
if you will.
Minimum rage.
Minimum rage, right? Yeah. So they don't want the unskilled workers getting mad that they can't find meaningful work. So they have to raise the minimum wage to a point where the unskilled workers are like, well, all right, I guess that's enough.
Yeah.
In this case, $20 an hour. And we all know that 20 is the new 5.
Why couldn't they make it 50 or 75?
Right.
Like, let's make it 100.
Yeah. So it of course begs the question, what is the maximum wage?
Yeah.
Why isn't there legislation for maximum wage?
Okay.
Huh? Minimum wage is such a good idea.
There
should be no rule on how little you can pay somebody. It should just be whatever somebody agrees to.
Right.
If somebody agrees to work for less, far out, solid, right on. If they don't, far out, solid, right on. It's all about the negotiation, my friends. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden heading out of town to ring in the new year in a much warmer place than Washington, D.C., where he won't have to deal with his sinking poll numbers.
President Biden leaving his troubles behind and heading to St. Croix Wednesday to spend New Year's with wife Jill in the Caribbean. The trip, as thousands and thousands of illegal aliens continue to flood our southern border, with people on the terrorist watch list caught trying to come into our country. Biden will start 2024 with a lower approval rating than any of his seven predecessors at this point in their first term. I'm Laura Winters.
Tonight, Santa Claus and his reindeer will be on a busy mission delivering gifts to well-behaved children worldwide. For nearly 60 years, NORAD has been monitoring and sharing Santa's journey on Christmas Eve. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, responsible for tracking all flying objects in the U.S. and Canada, provides real-time updates on his progress through the NORAD Santa Tracker website at noradsanta.org. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
He agrees with you, Steve.
Wait, here it comes.
They're all going to laugh at you.
It is Free Talk Live.
Nelson.
It's Nelson. there's a new South Park out. Do you guys watch this? South Park?
You're into South Park.
I have been, like, first time watching it, okay. Streaming it, catching up a little
there's
bit.
There's a new episode called Not Suitable for Children. And, like, to some extent, you might not want your children, depending on what kind of parent you are, watching this, at least until they're of the age where you can successfully
where they don't believe in Santa Claus.
Where you can successfully explain the content to them. But after I watched it, I was just sort of a little dumbfounded by it because, like, they packed a lot into this one episode. And you got to, like, sort of unpack it after you view it. But after, you know, sort of stewing on it for a couple of days, I'm like, yeah. They still kind of knocked it out of the park.
Pushing the envelope, huh?
Yeah, if you enjoy South Park, I recommend that.
Mr. Hanky's Christmas.
South Park has in no way, shape, or form paid me to say that. if they would like to. they can do so.
Become an amplifier.
Give a call at 603-283-6160 or email mark@freetalklive.com and say, hey, how do we pay the captain? And we'll figure it out.
Or become an amplifier.
So before we go on, I want to say thank you to Aiden Freeman, who's a platinum-level amplifier.
Wow.
That means Aiden gives, I believe it's $25 a month to the amplifier program. What does AMPS stand for? Advertise, market, promote, and support. What does that mean, really? If you give some money over at amps.freetalklive.com, where does the money go? Well, after I drink a bunch of beer, no, I'm kidding.
It goes all into our pockets.
I've actually stopped drinking beer, like, as a thing, sadly.
Good.
I really love beer, though.
It's taxed by the government.
Yeah. Like, on New Year's, I'll have a beer.
Yeah.
You know, maybe two. I'm not sure.
Still a goal.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for being my coach. At any rate, no, the money goes to help get this radio program onto more radio stations. We're on somewhere close to 200 radio stations, 180 at last count that I have officially. We could be on 250, 300, 350 stations, not out of the question. If you like the message of liberty, if you like the show, the hosts, the co-hosts, and the subject matter that we bring to you, the perspective of liberty, peace, and prosperity, then please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Aiden Freeman. We appreciate your contribution. amps.freetalklive.com. All right. So we've been talking about California, of course.
Constipation.
There's a
Pizza Hut constipation. Well, same story.
No. It's quite the opposite.
These people are getting ejected, laid off, if you will.
Yes.
These Pizza Huts.
They've been warned. They're moving out.
They're evacuating, if you will. They are anticipating this $20 an hour minimum wage that's going to kick in sometime in April, it looks like. So they've given their employees notice, and they filed the proper paperwork with the appropriate government agencies to say that, yes, we are laying off these people.
We've warned them.
Yes. And so they're basically firing all of their employees that are delivery drivers. Gene Erdman, Southern California Pizza Co.'s chief people officer.
What?
What's a chief people officer?
Can you repeat that sentence again?
That sentence again. Gene Erdman, Southern California Pizza Co.'s chief people officer.
Southern California Pizza Co.
Pizza company. Right?
Yeah. The chief
for the company.
People. Is that like HR? Chief people officer?
I'm guessing it's more of a liaison that can put some nice HR spin on for the boy that's about to get
sacked. It's a PR
if
person.
It sounds like a BS position, that means their job is to BS other people.
Right, okay. It's a PR position. They're like an ombudsman or something.
However, they did not respond to a request for comment.
Well, that's good. Doing her job.
The franchise also operates under the names of SoCal South OC LLC and SoCal Pizza Holdings LLC. Lisa Howe, the director of human resources for Pack Pizza in San Ramon, California, was listed as the contact on all five Warren Act notices signed by the company's president, Brian E. Thompson. Howe and Thompson did not respond to requests for comment. Customers will have to Let's try that again, Captain. Take two.
Captain takes two.
Customers will have to rely on third-party delivery apps.
Ah.
Thank you, Angie. To get Pizza Hut delivered from these locations, most Pizza Hut restaurants in the state work with third-party delivery apps such as DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. It is unclear whether other Pizza Hut franchises plan to scrap in-house delivery in California. Pizza Hut, owned by the Taco Bell parent company Yum Brands, said the company was aware of the recent changes to delivery services at certain franchise restaurants in California. Our franchisees independently own and operate their restaurants in accordance with local market dynamics and comply with all federal, state, and local regulations while continuing to provide quality service and food to our customers via carryout and delivery, Pizza Hut told us.
Wow.
Mark Kellett. Yeah, that's
like BS bingo right there.
Like, you could copy and paste that to almost anything.
Any corporate speak. Yeah.
It's like
shareholder equity.
It's like at the end of the sports ball games, like the NFL football, whatever. Right? Like, yeah, well, we didn't do enough to win today. Their guys, wanted it more than ours. It's the same exact speech. Yeah. Right? You can almost just copy and paste it. It's the same vagaries that they give every week.
Yep.
Mark Kalinowski, a restaurant industry analyst, wrote in a note this week that he expected more harm to come in various ways as fast food chains take action in an attempt to blunt the impact of higher labor costs. Chains such as Chipotle and McDonald's said they plan to pass the costs of higher wages in California onto customers by raising menu prices. Who would have guessed?
Unforeseen circumstances.
In 2022, Governor Gavin Newsom of California signed the FAST Act into law. I don't even know what that stands for. It called for the minimum wage for fast food workers to increase to $22 an hour.
Wow.
In 2023, but corporate chains such as McDonald's, Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, etc., as well as franchise advocacy groups, fought the law. A coalition of restaurant industry organizations said the law could raise costs for fast food restaurants by nearly $3 billion, with a B, dollars. They rallied to get a referendum on the ballot. A new law, AB 1228, replaced the controversial FAST Act this year. The minimum wage increase for fast food workers was changed to $20 an hour. The new law was viewed as a compromise between labor unions representing fast food workers and the restaurant industry. This law affects 557,000 fast food workers at 30,000 restaurants throughout California.
So the fast food workers are unionized in California.
I had fast food jobs in the past. And, like, I mean, I was a job hopper for some period of time. But I ended up working at a couple of different pizza places and that kind of thing. There was never any union.
Right.
I never had to pay a due and, get the, like, I have worked for a couple of union shops over the course of my job hopping career. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's always some formality to the union part. Right, there's some paperwork you got to fill out. You got to meet whatever they call the union leader
steward.
Your shop is, your steward. Right, you got to attend the frickin' meetings that they have like once a month or some crap like that.
They get a big piece of the action.
Yeah, you have to sign off on a thing where they're gonna take some money out of your paycheck.
Right. It's like another government
for your union.
It is. Right. It's like another layer of government.
Yeah. You're like, wait, you're already taking federal tax, and if you're in a state where they have state tax, you take that out. And now you want me to pay the union too?
What is going on?
When do I get paid?
In June, you'll get paid.
What's left for me?
So I'm wondering if these, if you're just driving for Pizza Hut, for instance, do you think you'd be better off if you drove for DoorDash because you can get your Pizza Hut delivery, pick up a McDonald's, pick up something else, and then do all the and make more money the same amount of mileage?
If you can game the system in such a way, yes. But not everybody is smart enough to game the system. I know people who have gone into, Uber Eats, right? What's the other one? Lyft,
DoorDash.
Yeah. Right? DoorDash, that kind of stuff.
Hub.
And, they just couldn't figure out how to game the system. The system was gaming them.
Yeah.
And sadly, that happens more frequently than is ever reported on. Mm-hmm. Like, people get into this thing, and they're not tech-savvy enough, or they don't realize that they can do what you've described, which is, I can
multitask,
get a thing from over here, but also this other app, and I can, can sort of stack things. This reminds me of a story recently that we talked about here on Free Talk Live during, I think it was 2020, during the peak COVID lockdown era. Was people were all of a sudden everybody was working from home, right?
Right.
And so these full-time remote workers figured out that they could get two jobs at the same time.
Yep.
This phone rings, it's this company. This phone rings, it's another company. They're working for two different companies.
Yeah, and but these jobs in particular weren't customer facing.
Right.
Right. At least telephone work. So it might have been email work or chat work or, some sort of, bureaucratic type work, accounting or whatever. Right. But people were picking up two full-time jobs simultaneously and making it go because they could accomplish the tasks in the set amount of time. doing, whatever amount of work was required for them to maintain their employment, mm-hmm. and collecting two full-time paychecks.
Nice. They didn't have to drive to work.
Well, if you're in coastal California, if you're in the area where they're talking about these pizza joints, my joke is always that you have to be a 4-6 income household.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even a 2-income household anymore. Everyone's got to have at least one. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
It's a side hustle.
It's horrendous, how this has all sort of become. If you free the market, you free the people. Mm-hmm. Sadly, I don't think that's how it's going to go down. I think the people have to free themselves first before the market becomes free.
Mm-hmm. Right. But they're in California. I mean, they get what they vote for.
We continuously hold California mm-hmm. up as what not to do.
Right. Right.
Here's how to do it wrong. Right.
Right. Whatever California's
not
doing,
like that.
Do the opposite. And, yeah.
But living there, I never even had the awareness. I never saw what I see.
Because you're in the bubble. If you don't mm-hmm. see outside of the bubble.
Well, yeah, and I really was, because I had no influences in my life, no friends or family or anybody that really talked.
This is the way we do it.
I had the conversations that I have now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the way we do it, and that's just the way it is.
It sounds like there's two different things going on in this one, too, because you have the fast food restaurant. Like, pizza is basically just delivery, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know how many pizza places actually have, like, dine-in these days, or, like, who would bother to dine-in.
Yeah.
Dine-in, especially, like you said, like, ever since 2020, like, people just got used to, like, doing Grubhub, getting takeout,
right,
and not,
delivered.
You know, it's like people don't go out as much as they used to.
Yeah.
But then you've got your eat-in establishments. Like, you got the place like your Burger King, McDonald's, where there is an employee that actually has to stand there and, like, assemble your burger and mm-hmm. like, put it on the thing that cooks.
Robots will be doing that.
They already have burger machines.
I mean, it's obviously in the corporation's interest to just, like, of course they're going to lay off all their delivery drivers, because now you've got all these delivery services.
Yeah.
They're not making anything off their delivery, because everybody, it's like Prime, right? Everybody expects free delivery now.
Right.
Right.
So that's like a really obvious solution.
Delivery.
But then you've got these eat-in, like your McDonald's type places. And I'm having this vision of the only employees left are going to be, like, you're going to have, like, three people just assembling the burger. And, like, ultimately, is it going to turn into, I feel like I saw an article, or we were talking about something recently, saying how, like, in the very near future, all of those types of restaurants are going to be almost Japanese style, where it's, you go in and it's, what am I trying to say, vending style.
Yes,
you get
yes.
your ticket,
you order off your
and
kiosk.
Then you, like, your robot assembles your burger, and, like, there's just not even going to be
they
any
already
people.
Have, I've seen these at, like, fast food joints where, like, it's a kiosk. You walk up to it, it's a touch screen. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
Like, instead of waiting in line for the person, you just mm-hmm. go up to the screen, boop, 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 scan your card, a QR mm-hmm. code, your Apple Pay, whatever it is.
Here's
right?
your number.
And they're like, your order is blah, 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 472, mm-hmm. and then it spits out a receipt, and then you wait for them to call it 472, and you're like, that's me, and they're like, here's your order. You're like, thanks, and then you leave.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, that's already happening.
When you tour around Japan, I mean, that's incredibly common, unless you're truly, like, going for a dining experience, or you're, like, out in the countryside, eating local. But if you're in the city and you're just, like, getting your noodles or getting your whatever, I mean, it's
Are
all vending stuff.
Are you familiar with the term loss leader?
No.
All right, so businesses sometimes will sell something for less than what it cost them in order to get people through the door
half and half, so
that they can make it up on add-on sales. I'll give you an example. I worked at a gas station in Minneapolis that was famous for having the lowest gas price. They would actually sell gas for less than what they paid for it, so they're losing money on this gas by having the lowest price in town all the time. But what they do is they make up for it when people come inside and they buy, the
cigarettes.
Sugar drinks or cigarettes or newspapers.
I just saved $5 on gas.
Whatever.
I'm going to buy a lotto ticket.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Beer, wine, et cetera, mm-hmm. and so on, all that kind of stuff. So when talking about pizza as an industry, delivery is a loss leader. Like, they're not making money on the delivery. They are in that they're selling more pizzas because they offer delivery.
You're adding on the Cinnastics.
Right.
And the soda.
Right.
I need a 2-liter bottle
but
of soda.
But the delivery itself, employing people just to deliver, is a loss leader. Mm-hmm. That they're providing a service at a loss in order to maintain their weekly, monthly, quarterly, annual sales totals. And so now that somebody has figured it out, i.e. decentralized applications, or like somewhat
DoorDash or whatever,
DoorDash, Uber Eats, etc., and so on, are doing it better, faster, and less expensive, right? Then they can do it. It, like, from a business perspective, it makes sense for them to cut that out.
Mm-hmm.
Cut out the loss leader. Why do they need to employ delivery drivers when there's these other services that they're already working with that already charge people a fee for getting whatever delivered?
Doesn't come out of their bottom line. They don't have to keep those people on payroll.
They probably have to do some more marketing in that direction, right? Instead of marketing for delivery, they probably have to market, now available on Uber Eats. Or whatever, right?
Right, but now, I wonder if they have some kind of deal together, like the restaurant and the delivery service, because for, as the consumer, you're now paying a small fee for Grubhub, or like you're like tipping your driver so that like they don't spend your food, and right? It's just like tipping your waitress so she doesn't spend your food.
Right.
And so it's like, has it come full circle to where the corporation is really not going to, like, I'm not going to order cinnamon sticks because I had to pay Grubhub to bring me my pizza.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder how that's
going
to shake
up. If I understand it correctly, there's a fee either way, right? So if I go online and order pizza delivered from any pizza place around here anyway, there's, you know, the pizza is $20, right? The cinnamon sticks or whatever it is, right? Whatever the add-on item, you know, the wings or whatever you want to get with it, that's an extra thing. And then it shows you that, and it shows you that. And then if there's any tax, like in New Hampshire, there's a meals tax, so it's a couple bucks or whatever. And then delivery fee, $3.99 or whatever it is. And then there's usually some writing in there, like as you check out of the app or the website that you're on, it says delivery fee does not include tip.
Tip, right.
And then there's a section for tip. How much would you like to tip? And there's usually, like, some radio buttons because they don't want people just filling in any number themselves.
18, 20, 25.
They want you to click a button so that you don't have to do any math.
Spit-free.
Right, yeah. And so then you get your total. So, like, you know, when you see the coupon, two large pizzas for $19.99, and you end up spending $50, there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm. Make your own pizza.
M-Y-O-P.
Make your own pizza.
Let's go to this caller. I believe this is Joe calling. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, everybody. I just want to call and say God bless everybody and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Back at you, sir. Wow, so you're...
I believe the...
Go ahead.
Okay, I believe the expert would be Skeeter from California, who's often constipated but never imitated. He's kind of a nasty person.
Well, you know, it's called Free Talk Live for a reason, Joe. We might not like a caller, but, you know, we try to give everybody a chance to
He's free to call.
Say what they want.
You know, that's what, who was a French philosopher? Oh, Voltaire said, I may not agree with what you say, but I'll defend your right to say it.
Yeah. Bingo. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say tonight, Joe?
No, just God bless everybody, and I hope everybody has a great Christmas.
Hey, thank you so much for the call. Joe. We appreciate you. Bye. In the weirdest thing that I learned this year, apparently there are some human beings, at least in the United States, or perhaps globally, that wish to give additional money to the government.
Whoa, 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 hold on a second. Is that true?
This concept is foreign to libertarians who, of course, oppose the government completely as an institution, much less their forced theft of things like, you know, taxing your wages, taxing your property, taxing, well, everything else, your income, your, you know, retirement, when you sell your house, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Taxing resale items is my biggest burn.
Right.
Yeah.
When you buy a car, you pay the tax.
Well,
you sell the car, you
like,
pay tax.
I buy a used sweater at a thrift store, and then I want to sell it at a garage sale, and I am supposed to pay the car tax on the $5 I made back at my garage sale.
It's the government. Where's my cut?
Where's my cut?
Yeah,
right? They're pointing action.
So,
tell us about these people, Captain.
I don't know about the people, but there is a website called the Bureau of the Fiscal Service, fiscaltreasury.gov. There is a site for gifts to the U.S. government. How do I make a contribution to the U.S. government? Citizens who wish to make a general donation to the U.S. government may send contributions to a specific account called Gifts to the United States. Some genius invented that name.
That'll pay down that national debt.
I mean, I'm really disappointed with this. Usually government agencies and departments, they get some kind of, like, crappy acronym. This would be, like,
Those are the things that it'd be better for people to not understand. This one, they really want you to understand.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Let's make this real easy.
The meaning of this is not the opposite of what it actually is. It actually is what it is.
Give us gifts. How long ago, without looking, do you think this account was established?
I would say 1913, along with the Federal Reserve Act.
Okay. Do you have any guess? Andy?
No.
No? Okay. I was going to do that.
1971 Gold Window.
I was kind of thinking 70s. Like, that's right where my brain went.
I was surprised. This account was established in 1843.
What?
Wow.
To accept gifts such as bequests. What's a bequest?
I will giveth you my land when I die.
Like bequeath?
Mm. Yeah, bequeath.
Okay. All right. Such as bequests from individuals wishing to express their patriotism to the United States. I'm such a patriot. Here's all of my money. Or here's just some money.
Well, no, here's what's left of my money. You've already taken everything from me.
Back to your commentary on taxation. So when you earn money, whether it's salary or hourly, and you get your paycheck, well, they've taxed that already. Mm-hmm. Then you go to spend your money to put gas in your car. And then you're taxed again on the gas put in your car.
Of the car that you already bought.
And when you bought the car, you paid taxes on the car with money that's already been taxed.
Right.
Every year, you are taxed for the license plates, the renewal, inspections, things of this nature, passing emissions, depending on the
state,
registration, right?
In Connecticut, you're still taxed on the car.
Right.
Annually.
then you buy a house, and when you do, there's some tax involved.
Property tax.
Property tax. Yeah. When you sell your house, you're taxed again. If you sell your house for an appropriate amount, you might even get a capital gains tax.
Mm-hmm.
If you die, there's an inheritance tax. So the people you leave your money and your land and your car and all that stuff to when you die have to pay a tax before they can acquire your property, even though you've already paid tax on it before giving it to them. So
with taxable money.
and if you took this concept and put it into a PowerPoint presentation and brought it to regular people and went, hey, this is a good idea, isn't it? Everybody would be like, no, it's a horrible idea. But for some reason, it still exists. We're out of time. Thank you to Steve Classic. Thank you to Off-Grid Angie. Thank you to all of our callers and listeners. This has been Free Talk Live. If you missed any part of our show, find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks, and peace.
And Merry Christmas.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.